So the Marines began in what, 1780 or 1778, I want to say. They are famous for the battle of from the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli. They went and liberated a bunch of Americans that had been impressed, that's the 18th century term for enslaved, on the high seas by the Barbary Coast pirates. And President Jefferson sent, I forget the guy's name, it'll come to me in a moment, sent the Marines to go rescue our boys, basically. Go get our men back. Congress appropriated the funds, and they set sail. They rolled on out of, I want to say it was Baltimore Harbor, but they rolled on out on three ships, and they went to Tripoli. It's a great story. I think they made a movie about it. They went to Tripoli, and Tripoli, Libya, which is Libya today, and under the cover of darkness, they did what Marines do. They stealthily, they snuck their way on shore, found out where their guys were, rescued them. Some of them were on other ships, got them off the ships, scuttled the ships, made their way back to their sailing vessels, and then sailed back to America, and they lived happily ever after. I think a couple of Marines were killed in the battle, and this is also, I believe, one of the origin points. No Marine left behind. They went back and got them and brought them home. In any event, you know, I have Marine Corps memorabilia all over this studio here because you guys that are Marines have sent it to me in the last 30 years. I have one guy's battle sword. I have some medallion accoutrement. I have stickers galore. I have flags that have been flown over Marine bases and or Marine barracks and what have you here. I'm a fan of the Marine Corps. It's a tradition. Why is no one defending the honorable tradition of all the men that went before that weren't faggots? You know, I see all this, I will fight for all of my LGBTQ fellow Marines. Again, can I add another? Are there other positions the sex is performed in? And with other creatures that we might want to add to that description? By the way, LGBTQI now. Would you know what the I is? Is I for interspecies now? Intersex? Back to the Marine tweet. We remain committed to fostering an environment free from discrimination. Unless you're a dude and you're white and you're not a faggot. And defend the values of treating all equally with dignity and respect. There is nothing equal or respectful about waging war. You know what armies do? They blow things up and they kill people. That's what an army does. A detachment of Marines that's in an army blows things up and kills people. They don't care what sex you practiced the night before. Now, maybe if you are having it, you're a minority attracted person, you're a MAP pervert, maybe they might wish to capture you instead of shooting you and in your reprehensible existence the old-fashioned way, by hand. Okay, this is what I stands for.
So I did a quick Google search to make sure that intersex was the I. And then I get banners and confetti falling and on my screen.
By the way,
it's just like we're a big gay party.
It's not just the Marine Corps; the entire United, the entire continent has gone faggot frenzied. I used to shop at JCPenney for most of my dress shirts and what have you because it's local. I say it's local. There's a store near me right down the street from here. I have to find another outlet now. This is what JCPenney sent me I got no email from you people yesterday. Not one solitary flipping note. Not one, chickadee, I can't do the gift membership thing for you, but I love you. Not a single solitary stick of email correspondence. But I did receive this from JCPenney. I'll put it in the chat room, which seems to be the only method of which, of communication these days. This is what JCPenney sent me yesterday. A 40-some-odd-year lifelong customer that they just chased down the street. Penny's celebrates Wear Your Pride. Celebrate and support the LGBTQ plus community with apparel and accessories from the Hope and Wonder Collection. There is a 7-8-year-old little girl in that picture. There's a 10-year-old little girl in that picture. There's a early teen adolescent girl in that picture. There's an elderly bull dagger dyke looking thing. I guess it's a chick in that picture. And then there what appears to be some tranny mammy Munchausen by proxy syndrome female in the picture. And then Penny's wishes to inform me 100% of net profits from the 2022 JCPenney Hope and Wonder Pride Collection will be donated to the Point Foundation's Community College Program, which provides scholarships for LGBTQ plus youths. And I said this yesterday, I don't even want to talk about this stuff anymore. I really don't. Here, let me send you the bottom half. Let me show you the bottom half of the email.
Just start protesting in the street to have the same rights as the gay community. We don't get a straight month.
Just because every month is straight month, Maggie. Every month is straight month. All right, here's the bottom part of the email that Penny sent me. With two sodomite faggot men always being LGBTQ+. JCPenney associate Jeff Hill and his husband. Then they club me over the head with the employees. Suicide. There's no refuge anywhere in the entire United States outside of CrusadeChannel.com. It's the only place you're safe. There's nowhere. And then look, you get Hope and Wonder accessories. Look, I get rainbow socks. And of course, for maximum offense, rainbow stolen. It's God's symbol to man of the covenant he made that he will never destroy man with a flood again. If I were God, I'd go, yeah, I'm God. I'm going to go ahead and change my mind on that. And you've deserved, you've earned it. There's a great, there was a meme yesterday that I saw. It was an illustration of the first Pride Month celebration. And it was a painting of Sodom and Gomorrah with the meteor shower raining, the fire raining down. And it said, God celebrates first Pride Month. Oh, but everything could be bought. Look, only $14 for, like, these Hope and Wonder apparel shirts and sweatpants. But the Marines, this should be a bridge too far. But apparently, no such thing exists. Yeah, look at there's a firework display for to celebrate LGBTQ plus History Month. This from Breitbart.com. No one that I can see or find anywhere is defending the glorious, valorous, heroic military tradition of the United States Marine Corps. These perverts have now turned the USMC into a play box, a sandbox for pederasts and groomers. This is now become a full-on homo pan. Well, here, it's a pansy pandemic. What did Katrina Jean-Pierre say? What was the latest pandemic that we have, Maggie? Chris, it was the pandemic of Putin's in
pandemic and Putin's fault. Both of those two are the reason we have super high inflation. Nothing to do with printing money or spending.
I thought she said something about we now have a pandemic of gun violence. Okay, all right. Yeah, there's a did you know that? There's a pandemic of gun violence now. Was that a clip we had yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we played some of Katrina and the Waves. The U.S. Marine Corps went full woke on Wednesday, marking the first day of Pride Month with a celebratory image featuring rainbow bullets. No one is going to care what color bullets you're firing at them if there's an actual war. They're not going to go, hey, guys, stop shooting back. The Marines are firing like rainbow bullets. Throughout June, I just read you what it says. Then there's a second, third page of the story. Page three. Commenters were woefully unamused by the pandering attempt. Maybe focus what's on actually important to the nation's defense. China and Russia are bolstering up their ranks with masculinity, understanding its necessity, while we seem to be celebrating sexual choices and gender changes in our military. One user remarked as another said, this makes me sad. And then, is this satire, another angst? I've seen it all now, exclaimed another. Focus on building warriors and about less social bullshit. And then the Marine Corps tweeted out, this is the State Department. We reaffirm our belief that LGBTQI plus rights are human rights. So now it is a right to perform and be applauded for sodomy, which is an unnatural, abominable act. Yes, Maggie.
They can't claim it's human rights because don't they have interterrestrial people in the plus category?
Well, they have interspecies. They have dogs. There are now schools that hold after-school clinics for children who think they're cocker spaniels and want to dress up and want to walk around school on their knees, on their hands and knees, and drink out of bowls. I'm not making this up. Biden's Department of State followed suit, posting celebratory Pride Month post on social media. One of the images posted by the Department of State features a redesign of the Pride flag, dubbed the Progress Pride flag. Or do we have an image from Woke Fagistan of the Progress Pride flag? Oh, I better get my two-syllable, Lowett ready. The State Department also, at its embassy in Vatican City, flew a pride flag yesterday. On June the 25th, the Department of State flew the Progress flag for the first time ever. I still haven't seen this Progress flag. Let me see if I can... I see it. So it's the one that's got the tranny on the... The tranny flag is in the triangle. So it's crossed with the oh, there it is. Yeah, that's what it is. Okay, now I see it. Ooh, so now we've combined. Look at how the colors have expanded. See, it used to just be your garden variety rainbow. But now we got to add the new improved perverts and evolving perverts. Everything that the Biden regime does is aimed at people like us to piss us off. Maybe we should just start ignoring them. This, you could see that this is a concerted and obvious attack on your and my sensibilities. And then the Breitbart story ends with, June is Pride Month. For over 50 years, people around the world have come together to celebrate, promote, and fight for the human rights of LGBTQI plus persons. The Department of State, now the United States Department of State, is now telling the human race, the U.S. of S, United States of Sodomy, was just that. And it promotes it and defends it around the world. So is this our new mission in the world? It used to be bombing brown people. When we were on holiday from last Friday afternoon until Tuesday evening, someone sent me an email detailing what the Detroit Tigers baseball team is doing. I want to say it was BKB. Blatantly, yeah, here it is. Okay, this is actually from the National Review. Why are the Detroit Tigers funding gender transition surgeries for minors? On June the 1st, the Detroit Tigers will host a special Pride Night game. So that was last night, or two nights ago, dedicated to celebrating our Pride community partners, friends, and families at Comerica Park. It's not the first time team has hosted Pride Night. It began hosting a Pride Pack Day in 2018, originally scheduled. Why don't they just call these things what they are? Groomer recruiting events. These are events where perverts and groomers can go and feel not threatened while they size up the hunt. Miniature plan, you're being so mean. Is it possible actually to be too forceful and mean with maps, minor attracted persons that are going to use events like that to get attracted to and maybe even stalk the minors that they identify whose parents bring them to such events? The four-year anniversary of the Supreme Court decision legalizing a decision declaring the Defense of Marriage Act unconstitutional in the case of Windsor versus United States, Outsports reported. But what's noticeable about this year's event is that the Detroit Tigers website offers a chance to support a local pride organization of your choice when users purchase tickets at the checkout page for the event. And in an earlier era, Pride Night could feasibly be pitched as a basic gay acceptance event meant to celebrate the integration of same-sex couples into American public life. But LGBTQ activism has leapfrogged that. Look, they just went right for, all right, look, we've come for the children. The King Dude is correct. We've come for the children, and we won't take no for an answer, and we have Moloch, Baphomet, Bagul, and the boys on our side. And we don't care how many of you it makes angry. That's basically what's going on here.